This week in Spain, it's time to talk again to senior partner Brett Hansen. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. Looking forward to Christmas. Can I say that already?
Yes, you can. There's plenty of adverts around, so you can say that for sure. Well, what I want to do today, Brett, is to turn to your financial knowledge with us, and you'll be focusing, I hope, on UK pensions and some further changes which are expected to happen in the not-too-distant future. This therefore seems a suitable time today to take a closer look at pensions, the potential changes and issues surrounding them, what with them being subject to both UK and Spanish rules. So, Brett, can you explain the changes you're expecting?
Well, Howard, for any listeners who keep a keen interest on changes to UK pensions will probably be aware that in the last spring budget, the lifetime allowance charge was reduced to nil, with a commitment to fully abolishing this limit in the 2024 finance bill. Now, for those listeners who are not familiar with the lifetime allowance, this is the limit on how much someone can build up in pension benefits over their lifetime while still enjoying the full tax benefits. So in previous years, if you had built up pension benefits over this allowance, which was just over £1 million, then you would have paid a lifetime allowance charge on any pension savings over this amount. So if you took this excess as a lump sum, it was taxed at 55%. And if you took the excess as an income, then there was immediate 25% tax charge on top of any income tax payable. But from the 6th of April this year, this charge was removed. And like I said, there was a commitment by the current UK government to fully abolish this in the 2024 finance bill. But HM Revenue and Customs has now published its draft legislation, and whilst the lifetime allowance is being removed, it appears that there will be a monetary limit put on the amount which can be taken as a 25% tax-free pension cash lump sum, and a monetary limit also put on the amount that can be paid to beneficiaries on death as a tax-free amount. In both situations, Howard, above these monetary limits, tax will be paid at the recipient's marginal rates of income tax. So what we're talking about here, Howard, is even newer levels of complexity to add to an already complicated and ever-changing pension regime. I think it's also a timely reminder that for British expatriates living in Spain and have UK pensions, they're still very much affected by whoever is governing in the UK, despite having possibly lived outside of the UK for many years. And Howard, whilst this is still draft legislation and the details may change before it is finalised, given the short time frame before it is expected to be implemented, it may be worth any of our listeners who this could impact seeking clarification on how the proposed rules could affect their pensions and estate planning in case they wish to take action before then.
So if these changes are going to adversely affect us, is there anything that can be done to avoid these on our pension funds?
Well, for those British expatriates who are planning on moving away from the UK, they do have the opportunity to transfer their pension funds out of the UK and avoid these issues or ramifications. And if they're moving to Europe, and certainly if they're moving to one of the countries Levin's Franks operates in, then one possible solution is to transfer their pensions to a QROPS, which stands for a Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. For any listeners who have not heard of these or have heard their acronym but are not sure what they are, it's basically a label for foreign pension schemes which meet HM Revenue and Customs rules to receive pension transfers from UK registered pension funds. And they were introduced in 2006 and they gave British expatriates, whether working or retired, the opportunity to consolidate their UK pensions and to take their pension funds with them when they left the UK and moved abroad. And they've provided and continue to provide for those British expatriates living in Europe who have them a number of advantages over UK pension funds, such as being able to invest their pension funds in euros, some estate planning flexibility, and some additional tax benefits, such as not being liable to wealth tax. Another advantage, though, is that by transferring your UK pension fund into a CuriOps, the pension fund will no longer be governed by UK rules. Thereby, any changes made to UK pension rules after the transfer has been made will not be applicable to the pension. But Howard, I must stress that for anyone wanting to transfer their pension to a CuriOps, then they do need to do this before they become a tax resident of Spain, because of a ruling made by the Directorate General for Taxes in Spain towards the end of 2021, whereby they concluded that a pension transfer from a third country, which includes the UK, to pension scheme in the European Economic Area, will be subject to a personal income tax charge on the whole fund value. So anyone considering transferring their pension to a CuriOps must ensure that they get regulated advice out from a company that can advise in both the UK and Spain. And at the same time, it's obviously vitally important to ensure that a CuriOps is the best course of action, as it really isn't for everyone. Someone's circumstances, objectives, residency, and attitude to risk must be considered, along with a full analysis of their existing pensions by a pension specialist who has the correct levels of qualifications.
So what pension options are there for those British expatriates if CuriOps are not a sensible solution for them?
Well, as I said, Howard, CuriOps is not for everyone, even if they're not yet a resident of Spain. And if, based on their circumstances, attitude to risk and objectives and residency, a CuriOps is not the right solution, then Blevins Franks are in a position where we can offer our clients a UK pension while still being able to provide qualified regulated advice from our local Spanish offices to residents of Spain.
Will these new rules have any impact on pension income?
Well, Howard, if you're a UK national tax resident in Spain, then your pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax and not liable to UK income tax. So for any listeners who have UK personal pensions, self-invested personal pensions, defined benefits or defined contribution pensions, then these will all be taxable in Spain and not taxable in the UK, regardless of whether the income is paid into a Spanish or UK bank account. This also applies to the UK state pension. The key as to where you pay tax on these pensions are specifically where you are tax resident, not where the income is paid from or to. So these potential new rules will not change any of this, though if you breach the limits that I mentioned earlier, you may find that you're paying an additional tax charge in the UK on top of the Spanish income tax on your pension income. I should just add, Howard, though, that whilst I've just said that if you are a Spanish resident, your UK pensions are taxable in Spain, there is one exception which applies to UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions, where this income remains liable to UK tax and is not taxable in Spain.
Brett, I understand several listeners have been in touch complaining about not being able to buy annuities.
Yes, that's true, Howard. What with the increase in interest rates over the last 18 months, annuity rates have returned to highs not seen since around 2008. And so this makes them potentially attractive for some who have pension funds and are looking for certainty of income. The trouble is, though, is that for residents who live outside of the UK, including residents living within the EU, UK life companies are unwilling to accept non-UK residents as annuity holders. And this all relates to the fact that UK-based banks, investment companies, and even pension companies not having the regulatory licenses, or at least not wanting the regulatory burden, to be able to operate or deal with people in Europe since Brexit. We're aware of many British expatriates living in Spain who have tried to start taking an income or lump sum from their pensions or change funds within their pensions, and UK pension companies have told them that they're unable to do this unless they've received advice. The problem here, though, is that the UK pension company cannot accept advice from a UK advisor, as you're living in Europe. But at the same time, they're not able to accept advice from an advisor who's in the EU, because they're unable to recognise whether such an advisor is regulated. So you have this situation where the UK pension provider cannot accept advice from either a UK or a European advisor. This is leaving these UK expatriates in a situation where they're struggling to access or make changes to their pension funds.
This is all very complex, and clearly people need professional pension advice to fully understand their options and make the right decision for their retirement savings. Should they continue to use a UK-based advisor?
Well, like UK banks, investment companies and life companies, prior to Brexit, UK financial advisors used to be able to advise their clients living in Europe under EU financial services passporting rights. But the UK lost these rights when they left the EU, and so UK-based advisors are no longer authorised to give advice within the EU. And so if any listeners living in Spain are still using a UK-based financial advisor or financial services firm in the UK, then I do recommend that they get confirmation from them that they can still legally provide you with regulated advice and services. Or if there are a limitation to this, what are those limits? For example, do you have to go back to the UK for the advice? And does their professional indemnity insurance cover you in the case of them giving you poor advice? Furthermore, will your UK pension company accept advice from them, even though you're living in Spain? But as I think it's clear from what we've been talking about, Howard, today, I would say it's very important to use a locally based advisor who is regulated to provide advice in the country that you're living in and who has experience with dealing with similar clients and who will be on hand to help their clients whenever the need arises.
Well, finally, are there any other pension issues we haven't covered that you think British retirees in Spain need to be aware of?
Well, I would just like to add, Howard, that with regards to the new rules being considered, there is still time for them to be amended, and even if implemented, they could be changed or be overturned by a future government. After all, when the lifetime allowance was abolished earlier in the year, the Labour Party were quick to state that should they win the next general election, they would reinstate it, describing the move as a Tory tax cut for the rich. But with this uncertainty, Howard, there may be listeners who feel that now is a good time to consider re-evaluating their pensions with regards to how they utilise them now and how they should be left to their loved ones in the future. And pensions are highly personal, Howard, where, as I've already said, any decisions made in relation to them should be based on your circumstances, your time horizon, objectives, family situation, risk tolerance, and the tax implications in both the UK and Spain. Taking the wrong approach could have unwelcome consequences, so taking specialist cross-border advice covering both pension and taxation is imperative. And I would therefore recommend anyone thinking of moving to Spain or are here already and would like to review their pensions to contact their local Blevins-Franks office.
Well, people can get to the website blevinsfranks.com because there's a host of information, and of course they can make contact and find their local advisor.
Yes, Howard, at our website blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a few weeks' time.